From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The betting scandal surrounding former NBA referee Tim Dunaghy has shaken the league and the sport. In the suburbs of Philadelphia, where Dunaghy grew up, the allegations are cause for disappointment and for concern over how far the scandal might spread. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
It's not even 10 in the morning, and the courts at Narberth Playground are packed. Basketball players from all over the region come to this suburb, just west of Philadelphia, for pickup games, even in the dog days of summer. Tim Dunaghy used to officiate here in the Narberth Summer League, one of many stops he made on the way to the NBA. That was more than 15 years ago, but Eric Riley of Narberth says he remembers coaching in games that Dunaghy worked.
What did you think when you saw his name in the paper associated with this whole scandal?
Surprised. Scary, you know. For somebody to have that kind of life and that kind of money, it's a shame that they're throwing it away.
Dunaghy was an NBA ref for 13 years until resigning last month. The FBI is investigating allegations that he bet on games, including some he officiated over the last two seasons. Dunaghy isn't talking about the investigation, and it's hard to find much sympathy for him here in Narberth. Jerome Hewlett is waiting courtside for his chance to get into a game.
This is really bad for the league because, I mean, it's just taking the whole pureness out of the whole game. I mean, cheating the system, that's bad for the fans and the people who do love the game.
NBA officials work in crews of three, so it would be difficult, though not impossible, for a referee working alone to pick winners and losers. It's more likely that one rogue official could influence the total number of points scored in a game, which is also something you can bet on. That hasn't stopped fans from wondering if Dunaghy did try to alter the outcome of games he was working, including Game 3 of the playoff series between the Phoenix Suns and San Antonio Spurs, broadcast on ESPN in May.
And now a late whistle. Tim Dunaghy, outside official, made the call late, but it didn't look like there was much there.
No, I don't know what he saw.
The allegations have focused lots of attention, much of it unwanted, on the proud basketball tradition that nurtured Dunaghy and helped propel him to the NBA. Dunaghy attended Cardinal O'Hara High School in Springfield, Pennsylvania. Out of 58 referees who worked NBA games last year, Dunaghy was one of four who graduated from O'Hara.
Like, there's Eddie Malloy right there. He was first team All-Catholic in 88 and 89. And it goes up to...
The hallways at O'Hara are lined with plaques from championship teams in many different sports dating back to the 1960s. The names of standout players are etched into smaller tiles that hang on the wall. Basketball coach Bud Gardler points to the name of former star Eddie Malloy, who's now a referee in the NBA. Gardler says the older referees helped the younger ones make it to the top of the profession.
And they stick together. They're all friendly. They all support each other. I think they all helped Eddie when he was trying to break in.
Still, Gardler says all these refs, including Tim Dunaghy, must have earned their jobs.
It wasn't like somebody just picked somebody from O'Hara. I think there's a bunch of guys out there that would like to be NBA refs, and these guys kind of distinguished themselves. They stood out. I would assume you just don't give somebody an NBA job because you kind of like them.
So far, Tim Dunaghy is the only NBA referee implicated in the betting scandal, but he may not be the only O'Hara graduate who's involved. Press reports have named two of his former schoolmates with possible ties to organized crime. If Dunaghy did bet on games, he betrayed more than just his school. His father, Jerry Dunaghy, was a longtime basketball referee in the Philadelphia Catholic League and the NCAA. Larry Shane coached baseball at Villanova, where he struck up a friendship with Jerry Dunaghy.
I know how I would feel if I was in his situation. You know, I'd be very devastated. You know, why did this happen? Where did it go wrong?
Tim Dunaghy is expected to turn himself in this month to face charges. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.